Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the brand new episode of The Voice of Mongolia in English. In this edition, we will have the news first as usual, and after the musical break, we will continue our program with a brand new episode of the medicinal plants in Mongolia. So stay tuned. Here is the news. Mongolia-Belarus cooperation discussed. Ambassador of Mongolia to the Republic of Belarus met with the head of the Belarus President Administration on November 2, 2021. Head of the Belarus President Administration congratulated on his appointment as ambassador and expressed satisfaction with the development of relations and cooperation between the two countries. Ambassador expressed his commitment to further strengthen and develop friendly relations between the two countries. The sides noted a wide range of opportunities for Mongolian-Belarusian cooperation and expressed their readiness to further deepen cooperation between the two countries in all fields. Prime Minister meets Russian Deputy Speaker of Federation Council. Prime Minister of Mongolia, Oyung Irtin, held a meeting with Deputy Speaker of the Federation Council of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation on November 5th. During the meeting, Prime Minister noted that the visit of the high-level Russian delegation to Mongolia to mark the 100th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Mongolia and Russia is a sign that Russia attaches a great importance to the bilateral relations. Prime Minister expressed satisfaction with the successful development of bilateral relations and cooperation at the level of comprehensive strategic partnership and suggested that the two sides work together to make the new century of cooperation more fruitful. Russian side conveyed the greetings from the Prime Minister of the Russian Federation on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. He also noted that Russian side will pay attention to deepening cooperation between the two countries, including the intensification of trade and economic cooperation. Darkhan Leather and Height Complex project to be implemented with Italy. Minister of Food, Agriculture and Light Industry held a meeting with Honorary Consul of Mongolia in Milan, Italy. At the beginning of the meeting, the sides stressed the importance of expanding bilateral cooperation in the food, agriculture and light industry sector. At the meeting, Minister put a fourth request to establish a memorandum between the Agency of Small and Medium Enterprises of Mongolia and Italy's SACE Insurance and Imegro Company to assist in the project's feasibility study and further support partnership between small and medium enterprises between the two countries. During their visit to Italy in May 2021, representatives of the Agriculture Minister signed a memorandum with the Italian side to jointly implement the project on Darhan Leather and Hide Processing Complex. A working group led by the Agriculture Ministry's State Secretary made a visit to Italy on October 2021 to begin the project's feasibility study, holding a meeting with the president of Imigro company that successfully implemented the major projects around the world. Information Technology Center to be established. Chief of Communications and Information Technology Authority virtually attended the 2021 Global ICT Leadership Forum held on November 7 to 8 in the Republic of Korea and presented the 6 strategic goals to be implemented in the nearest 4 years within the Vision 2050 Development Policy's objective to become a digital nation. To become a digital nation, it inevitably needs to establish an information technology center to improve citizens' digital literacy skills and make youth have skills to use modern technologies such as artificial intelligence and blockchain. For this goal, the Communications and Information Technology Authority of Mongolia, or CITA, has virtually established a Memorandum of Understanding on the establishment of Information Technology Center with the National Information Society Agency, or NIA, of the Republic of Korea. The CITA Chief and NIA Executive Principal signed a Memorandum of Understanding. According to the Memorandum of Understanding, the Information Technology Center will be established in Mongolia's remote districts or Hora with young population dominant, and Korean specialists will provide advices on its operations for 4 years. When the center is established, the latest advanced technology skills such as artificial intelligence and big data will be taught free of charge to citizens by local and international teachers and specialists, as well as skill programs are planned to be implemented. Construction work of the first center is planned to commence this December and complete in August 2022. Deputy Head of Mongolian Armed Forces holds a meeting with Turkish military attaché. On November 3rd, First Deputy Head of the General Staff of the Mongolian Armed Forces, Colonel Gambim, received the military attaché of the Embassy of the Republic of Turkey in Mongolia. At the start of the meeting, Colonel Gambim noted the successful development of relations between the two countries in the defense sector since the establishment of relations with the Republic of Turkey in the sector in 1999. And he expressed willingness to cooperate with the side of Turkey to further expand military cooperation. Highlighting that the military personnel of the Mongolian Armed Forces has been involved in international and joint military exercises such as Anadolu Nomadic Warrior and efforts in the framework of the cooperation with the Turkish Armed Forces since 2006. He expressed that the Mongolian Armed Forces will continue to participate in military exercises to be organized in the future. Military attaché at the Embassy of the Republic of Turkey in Mongolia congratulated the Colonel Gambim on his appointment and expressed his satisfaction with the Mongolian Armed Forces personnel who was previously involved in Turkish military exercises being appointed for an executive position. Highlighting that it's an honor to involve Mongolian military personnel in international exercises organized in Turkey, he expressed that the Turkish military personnel will continue to participate in the annual Hanquest peacekeeping exercise in Mongolia. That's all for today's news, and after the musical break, we'll be back with our new series, Medicinal Plants in Mongolia.
сүмэн ойлаа яратара
Бүшүүл би завгүй байна ярэт байда
Ар ял мэн ар алэрд яарад өнда
Юшам ёо би цүүдний чинж үл яа биш байна
Чанта ярих үгээ би бодон бодон зүн Ната ярих үгээ чи холдон одон зүн Яруу хэдэн үгээ хатуухан шиг цон Найзан зүгээрэг гэд би удлаа энэн цон Чиний тухай удлаа ярих охид зэрэг цэгэмээн Чамад улам дурлан битгэхгүй ж гэмээ Чи байвлган галдахгүй үчин долон хэмээ Мамасита Амсита Чамайг би Маргарита Шигимчи Маргашинарын чимши Шон улгүй орчлонд чамру шуна шунан Чамас бусад охид бүгэ шуны шуны Сэтгэлийн минь өвөртөлвөл би чин чиний чайным Итгэлийн минь уголов бол эрин зая чарн Хоттын мор чамтайгаа болцмор байж Онгод минь хөвлөн сэтгэл дайж Ондоо нэгэн сэтгэл рүү орж Орчлонд ганцан чамайг би бичээж Бичээж чиний бичээж Чамас ичээд хичээн зүхэн үнэрэ Чиний өмөн хугарсан чайху Тэхэм чамруу би хийсчихгээд Гэн алтарин давчтай хэнгэнэ чамруу нэсчихгээд Намтур нэнгэн гэвштан хай зүрхий минь чээ зүсчихгээд Гэзүү хэрнэ янзын байна дад нэ час алтан зүс эргээд Өдөр бүр үзэгэсэн дэвтэр дээр минь чээ бүжээн Ботол болж үзэглэн чээ нэвтэр дээр минь бүчнэ Нэрэг чэн час улгүй нэрэлхэш дуруулы Ялтан маал яраар эж талы Үсгүй мэн ой үзо яриаттай да
Бүшүүл би тавгүй бэн яриад байда
Ар яд мэн арай зэрг яраад өнда Би бодон бодон зон Надо ярих бүгэд чи алтан одон зон Яруу хэдэн үгээ Хатуухан шиг зон Найзан зүгээрэг гэ Би удлаа энэн зон Чиний тухай удлаа ярих охид зэрэг цэгэмэг Чама тулам дурлан битгэхгүй ч гэмэн Чи байвал байна алдахгүй Гучин долоо химээ
Welcome back to Voice of Mongolian English. Now we are ready to start new episode of our series Medicinal Plants in Mongolia. As you know, we introduce most commonly used medicinal plants that habitated in Mongolia. In this episode, we will talk about umhi shimltik or fatted dragon head, zergen or one-seeded ephedra, and chikhir ooze or licorice. So stay tuned. Our first medicinal plant, umhi shimltik or fatted dragon head, is annual herbs which is harvested from beautiful dragon-shaped deep purple flowers from which it gets its name. Dragon head forms a globular bush with 8 to 30 cm tall stems which branches from the base. Leaves are 1 to 3 cm long and 1.3 to 1.5 cm wide, egg-shaped with the long stalks and glands on the lower surface. Six flowers form almost ring shape, colored corolla blue or blue-purple. The taste is bitter and astringent and the potency is cool and light. Dragon head is a rare, multi-purpose and incredibly beautiful annual plant that produces a much-desired essential oil. Previously known as Melissa Mordivica in 16th century, dragon head is one of the 40 species of the genus Trochophyllum that's native to South Siberia and Central Asia. Now, it's commonly found in Eastern Asian regions such as China, Mongolia, and Himalayas. The dragon head herb is known to be the perfect honey bee plant, as it was commonly used and planted by beekeepers to help calm and attract bees. Other than having the best bee-attracting nectar, the lemony-scented leaves of the dragon head plant are commonly used in making tea that promotes digestive health and relaxation. In herbal medicines, the plant leaves have been used like lemon balm for treating a range of disorders such as stomach and liver complaints, headaches, sinusitis, even coronary heart diseases. Remember when we mentioned that dragon head is a multi-purpose annual plant? Even the seeds of this multifunctional plant are useful and are known to have astringent and carminative properties. They also offer omega-3 and fatty acids. Dragon head is considered a rare essential oil due to its extremely low yield during distillation. This results in more costly and appealing essential oil. Dragon head oil can assist in relieving a stressed mind and uplifting the spirits and supporting a healthy digestive system. It can even support the overall immune system by helping your body fight off unwanted germs and bacteria. Dragon head is also useful for lightens heavy emotions and gives the heart courage. It relieves stress and helps us to calm down and approach a subject with a fresh perspective. This is a great herb to use during times of restlessness, anxiety, and emotional exhaustion. Dragon head has been indicated in studies to help ease altitude sickness. It also helps with gastrointestinal complaints, stomach cramps, and helps increase the formation of gastric acid. It fights infections and will help ease the symptoms of the flu. Many people want a magic pill to boost energy and promote weight loss. The next plant we are going to introduce is Zirgan or one-seeded ephedra, which gained popularity as a possible candidate in the 1990s and became a common ingredient in dietary supplements until the mid-20s. While some studies showed it could boost metabolism and weight loss, safety concerns were noted as well. Ephedra is a plant native to Asia, though it also grows in other areas around the world. It's been used in traditional medicine for thousands of years. While the plant contains multiple chemical compounds, the major effects of ephedra are likely caused by the molecule ephedrine. Ephedrine exerts multiple effects within your body, such as increasing metabolic rate and fat burning. For these reasons, ephedrine has been studied for its ability to reduce body weight and body fat. In the past, it gained substantial popularity in weight loss supplements. However, due to safety concerns, supplements containing specific types of compounds found in ephedra have been banned in several countries. An herbal tea prepared from the seeds of ephedra is used as a herbal remedy for digestive disorders, heartburn, loss of appetite, and the dispel worms. Additionally, a mixture prepared from ephedra seeds can help aid digestion, menstrual cramping, and relieve gas. The key of good tea is to allow the benefits of the seed to diffuse into the water. Consider making a large batch of tea and allowing it to steep overnight. This is a common technique used in the herbal mixture that maximizes the benefits of the tea. Throughout its distribution, it's used by the native cultures for a variety of medicinal purposes, including cow medicines treating heart disorders of the bile and spleen, congestion, fever, wounds, and dysentery. Also beneficial for lung disorders and polyuria. medicinal plant is chikhir oos or licorice. Mongolians have used licorice for thousands of years to treat a variety of ailments. Medicinal use of licorice dates back to the ancient Egypt, where the root was made into the sweet drink for pharaohs. Although licorice does have the medicinal effect, scientific research only supports some of its uses, and it may not be safe for everyone. Licorice is a perennial herb with a rhizome. Its stem is 70 cm tall and rough. Leaves are 2 to 5 cm long, 1.5 to 3 cm wide, and hairy on the both surfaces. Flowers are 20 mm long, whitish-violet colored, shorter than bracts. The taste is sweet and potency is cold and liquid. Due to its sweet flavor, licorice is also popular as a sweetener in candies, and manufacturers sometimes use it to mask the flavor of medications. Some licorice candy does not contain any part of the licorice plant, but uses anise oil as a flavoring instead because it tastes the smell similar to licorice. Licorice is available in many forms, including herbal teas, candies, capsules of dried herb, and liquid extract. The root itself can also be purchased either fresh or dried. Today, many people utilize licorice root to treat ailments like heartburn, acid reflux, hot flashes, coughs, and bacterial and viral infections. Additionally, licorice tea is said to soothe sore throats, while topical gels are claimed to treat skin conditions like acne or eczema. Licorice root extract is often used to relieve symptoms of indigestion, such as acid reflux, upset stomach, and heartburn. Due to its content of numerous plant compounds with antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects, licorice root extract has been studied for its protective effect against certain types of cancer. In particular, licorice extract and its compounds have been linked to slowing or preventing cell growth in skin, breast, and prostate cancers. Licorice root is a mainstay home remedy for women with menstrual cramps and is also believed to help alleviate many of the adverse symptoms of menopause, including hot flashes. Traditional healthcare providers believe that licorice root can treat a number of health conditions, including bronchitis, constipation, heartburn, gastric ulcer, eczema, and menstrual cramps. Although licorice is generally safe to use, the overconsumption can lead to severe side effects and even poisoning. Both chronic use and large doses of licorice root products may lead to glycerine accumulation in your body. Elevated levels of glycerine have been shown to cause an abnormal increase in the stress hormone cortisol, which may cause imbalances in your fluid and electrolyte levels. As a result, chronic and large doses of licorice root products may trigger several dangerous symptoms, including high blood pressure, muscle weakness, and abnormal heart rhythms. While rare licorice poisoning can occur, it may result in kidney failure, heart failure, or excess fluid accumulation in the lungs. Here we end today's edition of The Voice of Mongolian English. Hope this series helped you to improve your knowledge about medicinal plants. Thank you for being with us and goodbye until we talk again later.
Хасан байна. Би болохгүй. Айкофи 5 минут байхад болно.
дундан зогсох нэгэн залуу чи хаша яв хашид ятан зогсон халаасан чи хоёр тасал бар би тааж мэдэхгүй терэл хоолын хоолаас зүү цагийн зугаад хязгаар бүгэ айлын зурж өнгөрсөн дуусаадах сайхан бүхнийхээ хойноос буцаад ирэж гэж дурсан ахаа чамд хэлий чамд хэлий цаг хугацаа чамайг хийж байсан хүлээхгүй хүлээхгүй нисэн мадам зөвхөн миний байсан бол хайргүй болж болтгүй хайх зүйлгүй энэ амьдралын хамгийн сайхан тэр хором мөчүүгээ мартаж чадахгүй эргэн очмор байна уу гэхдээ хийдэж тэр чам дахин хаалгаа нэхгүй хэрэгтэй зүйл чинь ирээдүй
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishte!